Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We are continuing to break down the Taylor Parker police interview that took place after she entered the hospital claiming to have had a baby that clearly she did not have. We're at the point right now in the interrogation and the interview at the hospital where she has admitted to having involvement in this, but she's trying to pitch it to the officers talking to her in a way that of course paints her as the victim, that she was attacked. And she somehow, you can see the wheels turning, trying to find a way to weave in cutting a child out of a woman and somehow being a hero in it. Wow. The mental gymnastics of the cluster B. Really quite stunning, isn't it? Let's continue watching and getting your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. That's where we continue our conversation. Drop whatever your thoughts are as you're watching this, and I'll continue to pause from time to time and throw some questions out there, and we'll go through it because this is just a big ball of wrong. Let's continue.
Did y'all fight some more? Or did she fall down? Or something else?
No, I'm going to continue to fight.
Okay. So she's bleeding from her head, from any time, from her neck somewhere, possibly from the knife, falling on the knife. It's pretty bloody then. Was there a lot of blood?
The reality of all tragic cases is they fell on the knife.
From her. Like on your clothes or something?
It's so.
Now, at what point, at some point, she goes to the ground. Right. When was that? After y'all been fighting for a while longer.
That was just my vision was getting bad.
Your what?
My vision.
Oh, okay.
I did have problems if I were to die.
Okay. Did, so when she falls down, where's she at? In the back of the living room? Okay. Did she just fall, or were y'all fighting and you pushed her, or what happened? Did my sister fall down?
Pushed
her down, okay. All right. And was she, is that the last time she fell?
Because I was falling too.
Oh, okay. So the very last time she falls, okay, is she talking? Is she breathing? Or what? She finally falls, right? Okay. Do you think she might be dead or dying or something?
Let me ask you, I want to throw this question out there to everybody. Why do you think it is she continued on with this conversation and didn't say, I need an attorney? Because she's very smart. I mean, the way that she's concocted all of this story in so many ways with the fake identities and fake people. I mean, it's not like this was just skimming the surface, gee, I hope you all believe me type antics. This is like deep. It's surprising, I would say, that she doesn't have the plan in place should she ever be exposed. But I think that might be what truly puts the ID here on what the hell is going on in her brain and the cluster B. And I don't know what it is, borderline histrionic, probably a little bit of everything in that category. They often, Belle even has an opinion on this, the dog. They don't plan for that because they don't see it ever coming. They don't think they will ever be caught. Let's keep watching.
Did she, at that point, I mean, she's obviously pregnant. You're worried about the baby because of her. If she's dying, you know, they make the baby die right away. So is that the point where you decided to try to save your baby? Okay. So what happened? Did you get the knife that she had? Because I imagine it was laying there handy, or did you go get another knife?
No. I kept screaming for it to push. She said, take her.
Well, she wanted you to take her.
She said it a lot, but she wouldn't push. She wouldn't push her.
She wouldn't come out, but she was wanting you to take her. Okay. So she asked you to take her. That's okay. Hey, listen, that's all right. I mean, you're thinking of the kid's best interest, you know?
So, yeah, that's what's happening. let me stab you 100 times, and then you'll take the baby, and then take the Jesus. She's got the. She said, "Take her, and then make it look like you had her." That's what she said.
Did you have to go get one?
I took her out, but I don't know what I had.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Do you remember cutting it open to get the baby out? Did you have much trouble getting it up, cutting it open?
No.
You didn't? Okay. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. So she's wanting you to save the baby. You think she might have thought she was going to save the baby? So what you're thinking?
She said she was dying.
Okay. That's okay. So you take the baby, but you don't remember what with, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I don't remember.
That's fine. That's okay. That's okay. So you take the baby out of her stomach. Is that right?
It fell out like she was pushing, and it come out.
It come out of her vagina?
No.
Or out of her stomach? Okay.
She was still in the sack.
Oh, okay. All right. So it comes out of her stomach and it's still in the sack. Did you have to pull the sack apart to get the baby out?
Yeah, I had to pull it open and turn her over and started smacking her back. Mm-hmm.
So you get the baby out, you're saving the baby, all right, and then you leave, right? Did you call for an ambulance, or was you going to the hospital to try to get some help for the baby? Okay. Now, just to understand, What town do you live in? You live in Sims? Okay, how far, where's that at in location to New Boston?
12 miles.
12 miles to New Boston, okay. And she lived in Embossy. I mean, lived in Sims also. She lived in another town.
Getting in the car and driving.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drive.
Do you remember where you were going when you were driving?
I was going to the church.
Okay, going to the church. In Decaf?
No.
Oh, which town?
In New Boston.
Oh, in New Boston. Okay. All right. You got the baby. Right? Is that right? Okay, so you're headed to the church, and then what happens?
Sat there for a while.
At the church.
For what?
At the church. You said you sat there for a while. Did you sit there for a while at the church?
No.
Okay. How was the baby doing at that point?
No, this is before.
Oh, that was
before. As soon as I got the baby, I flew to the camp.
Oh, okay.
I flew.
Mm-hmm. So you sat at church for a while before you went over to her house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
now, did you drive your car to Decaf?
No.
Whose vehicle did you drive to Decaf?
Wade's car.
Oh, Wade's, yeah, okay. Was that what you were driving that day? Drove over to her house? Was it Wade's car? So you get to Decaf, and then EMS comes. Did you call for an ambulance or somebody called you?
Yeah.
Okay. And an ambulance comes to get you in Decaf?
Yeah, I told you they got her first.
Okay. Alright. So did, why did you tell the ambulance people that you had the baby?
I'm sorry, I'm shut this door unless it's in your bag, okay?
So you ride, ambulance takes you up here. You and the baby, you and the baby ride to get an ambulance. Did you ride in the ambulance? You did? Did the baby ride in the ambulance?
No.
How'd the baby get here?
She went in separate ambulances.
Oh, you went in separate ambulances? Okay. And then I guess you came here to the Bayouville Hospital then, that's where they brought you in. Yeah. Okay. You don't remember the woman's name though? What she look like? Black, Indian, Mexican. Flash.
Real pretty.
How old do you think she is?
My age.
How old are you?
27.
Tall, short, skinny, fat. She look like blonde hair, red hair. Married? Is she married? Second boyfriend? So you don't really know her that well then, do you? How do you know her?
I did something for her.
come get something for her? What'd you do? Like work? You don't? Okay, what'd you do for her?
Photography.
Oh, photography? Oh, okay. Do you take pictures, photography? Oh, okay, so did you take pictures of her? Okay, when was that?
Back
the first of the year?
No, a year.
Oh, back about a year ago? Okay. Wade said that you've been telling him you were pregnant for a while, for the last 8 months. Why have you been telling Wade you're pregnant? Just you wishful thinking, and you really just want to be pregnant that bad? Or what was the deal there?
Like this.
You feel movement? Like you think you were pregnant? But now you had a hysterectomy though. What did?
Partial.
A partial hysterectomy? Okay. They just removed the uterus but leave the ovaries. You know what it was?
Took a large portion of the
uterus. Okay. What, you had endometriosis or something like that?
I was pregnant and it ruptured.
Oh.
So I was going to death.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
After, I guess, your six-year-old was born.
Well, it's right now. I've been around some people coughing, so I'm going to have to change. But we're getting a stroke workup on you right now. Just make sure nothing's going on, okay? I just want to let you know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I didn't ask you about it.
What happened to me?
What'd you say? I didn't understand you. I'm sorry. What happened to you? Or what's going to happen to you? Feeling a baby. How did you get feeling a baby? You were pregnant for the last 8 months. Right. And you knew this woman from taking pictures last year. Did you come up with a plan to to take your baby? Prior to today, when was the last time you'd seen this woman? See her around sometimes, or you go to her house much?
Do you lurk around her bushes?
How many times do you think you get to her house? Just a few. Okay. So did she call you over there to come over today, or did you just show up over there? Talk to her.
I want to talk to her.
Before you went over? Or did you just go over there to talk to her? I mean, why did you go over there today? This morning? When you first went over to the line? You said you sat at church for a while before you went. bottle's at. For a while before you went to her house, so. And that's what you said a while ago. I'm just making sure I understood that right. So did you go straight from the church to her house?
Yeah, because she didn't say I could go get a shower because I'm old or something.
Oh, okay. Which church were you, did you sit at this morning? Which one?
In Nick Boston, it's by Funeral Home.
Church by Funeral Home, you don't know what it's called?
No.
What does it look like? It's like a two-story big steeple, or is it just a, you know, small little country church type thing, you know what I mean?
Big church.
Big church. Okay, did you park in the front or the back, the side?
Just
in the parking lot. Have you gone to church there before? Do you know the church?
No, it's not. Just down by the bar again.
So you sit there for a while, and then you went over to her house. Do you remember now what...
Isn't it nice that she was able to mix religion into it? Going to the church makes it better. She'd make a great Duggar bride, wouldn't she?
Appreciate you.
She's already halfway there. Of accepting delusional lifestyles.
You got any questions? No, not that I know of.
We've been in here. We'll check when we go out.
I'll check. Yeah.
So there you are. There's more to come. There's one more chapter to the interrogation here of Taylor Parker at the hospital. But what's your guys' thoughts so far on all that, on everything you just saw? I'm honestly a bit surprised she went as deep as she did into the story. Clearly, she was trying to pitch her version of it, which seemed rather discombobulated and didn't have a whole lot of... There was a sheer lack of planning to it, which, again, I am surprised by, because the sheer amount of misdirection that she tried to put everybody under over the last several years. But again, I think it comes down to they don't ever think that they will get caught, that the jig will be up, that they're going to have to atone for their bullshit. It's just like, I didn't see that coming. And they genuinely... It's like their brain doesn't allow them to get there, which allows them to also then go down that far of a road to begin with. Most of us, we don't need to know, like, hey, you might be arrested and you'll ruin your life and everyone else is around you if you do this. We you know, that should be enough to be like, maybe I shouldn't go down that road. I don't think anybody's necessarily thinking, hey, I need a baby. I should go steal one. Shoot, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble if I do that, so I better not do that. Our instincts in a healthy brain are already like, it doesn't even cross. It's not an option. It's not something you even think about because it's something you would never do. For her, it's an option. It's an option. Everything's on the table with a brain like this. Annie, if you can pick it up, you can do it. And when you have that operating system going on, and then you mix it in with the inability for your brain to process the actual outcome, where you actually need that something that is telling you this is not going to work out, and you can't even see it, you can't even hear it, you can't even feel like that's going to be there. That's how you get something like this, where everything has failed in her brain completely. The idea of consequences is not holding her back. because she's not even thinking there's going to be consequence. Not even, it's probably a defense mechanism in her brain that's preventing her from getting there. But the first line of the defense, they just, this isn't what people do to each other. That don't exist. Because in her world, it's her oyster. She can do anything she wants. We are here for her entertainment. We are part of her show. And it doesn't matter as long as she's getting what she needs in that moment. And in that moment, she needed a baby. And nothing was going to stop her. Again, there's more coming up. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to break down the police interrogation of Taylor Parker. Is anyone else also surprised by how dramatically different she looks in every single picture in this doc? It's like I was having a hard time keeping up going, is this the same person? Because it's like every shot she's in, every time she's at a party, every time she's in this picture, that picture, she looks physically different, like facially different. Not, I mean, body structure too. I mean, she really fluctuated a lot there in terms of her looks, but it was like, oh my, like it just, I guess it comes along with the territory in some of this. Dramatically different looking every time. Your thoughts, comment section. We'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.